Congressman Derek Van Orden is moving to impeach a federal judge who blocked Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing records. It's Friday, February 21st, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, farm groups are suing Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. And it was a big week for state government. The WPR politics team will give us all the details. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
A resolution to impeach a federal judge for blocking Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from U.S. Treasury records has been filed by Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden. Rich Kramer reports.
U.S. District Judge Paul Engelmeyer of New York issued an injunction on February 8th blocking Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. It came after Democratic attorneys general, including Wisconsin's Josh Call, sued. Van Orden's impeachment resolution accuses Engelmeyer of judicial misconduct for blocking DOGE on political grounds. Howard Schweber is an emeritus political science and legal studies professor at UW-Madison. He says it's troubling a member of Congress is ignoring the Constitution's promise of an independent judiciary.
That's the entire point behind having life tenure, that once someone is a federal judge, they do not answer to elected officials and do not have to fear that their position will be taken away by the elected officials.
Only 15 federal judges have been impeached, according to the U.S. court system. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Farm groups are suing Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call for hiring an environmental prosecutor with outside funding. Last year, Call hired a special assistant attorney general to prosecute violations of Wisconsin's environmental laws. The position is funded by a center at New York University Law School. The complaint was filed in Calumet County Circuit Court. It notes that the center was funded by Bloomberg Philanthropies, which has funded Democratic causes and candidates. Plaintiffs include Wisconsin Dairy Alliance and Venture Dairy Cooperative. Kim Bremer with Venture Dairy Cooperative says the arrangement should be ruled unconstitutional.
To try and keep as many agendas out of the DOJ as possible.
Call said providing more resources to enforce environmental laws should not be controversial. Governor Tony Evers' plan to reorganize Wisconsin's prison system is getting mixed reviews. Among other changes, it calls for converting Wisconsin's maximum security Waupun prison into a medium security lockup, which would then focus on job training. For years, advocates have been calling on the state to close that facility. Parts of the prison were built before the Civil War, and it's been plagued by scandals, including inmate deaths and drug smuggling by staff. But Waupun's mayor, Ron Bishop, says closing the prison would be economically devastating. Bishop says he's pleased with the governor's plan to keep the prison open.
Waupun has been known as the prison city. It's been our nickname for almost 200 years, and we embrace that.
Wisconsin's Assembly Speaker, Republican Robin Voss, said another part of Evers' prison budget is a non-starter. He blasted the governor's request to expand an earned release program for some nonviolent offenders, saying it would, quote, let thousands of dangerous criminals out early. Northland College students, staff, and community members are trying to imagine a future without the small private school in Ashland. As Danielle Kading reports, the college's Board of Trustees announced this week that it will close at the end of the academic year.
After more than 130 years, the college is shutting its doors. The move comes after Northland avoided closure last year due to declining enrollment and rising costs. Facing a $12 million shortfall, the college raised funds, cut staff, and reorganized to stay open. But the college's board says that still wasn't enough. Northland College senior Kelby Youngberg says it's tough.
It's so hard for a lot of the students, especially athletes who came in this year, who now are having to find another school.
A small group of faculty wants to form a new organization to continue the college's work on environmental and social justice issues. Northland's interim president said the college will help students graduate or transfer elsewhere under agreements with other schools. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, it was a very, very busy week in Wisconsin politics, from Governor Tony Evers proposing his budget to the state legislature to the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, which is still ongoing. We're going to hear all the details straight from the WPR politics team in just a bit. Stay with us.
Make an appointment with Public Radio's favorite family doc on the next Zorba Pastor on Your Health.
Okay, Carol, do you like taking calls from our listeners?
I do.
How about sharing our wonderful heart-healthy recipes?
Absolutely.
Do you like to keep up with the latest medical research?
Always.
If you do, Carol, stay tuned.
Saturday afternoon at 1 and Sunday night at 6 on WPR News.
And finally, it's officially state budget season in Wisconsin, and campaign season is once again heating up. WPR reporters Anya Van Wagtendonk and Rich Kramer have been covering the unveiling of Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal and the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. They spoke with WPR Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson.
Anya, we often hear governors talk about their budget proposals in grand terms. They like to use the word historic. But the budget Governor Evers introduced this week is in many ways really, really big. Can you give people a sense of how big it is and why?
Yeah, it is big. It's about $119 billion total. That's about 20% more than the size of the budget that he signed 2 years ago. And it's really driven primarily by school funding that goes from daycare to college. So there's an $850 million ask for the Universities of Wisconsin system. That would be the biggest two-year increase in state history for funding for UW. There's a huge amount of money for K through 12 education, about $3.1 billion with a B. There's millions of dollars for a child care subsidy, and then just millions and billions in spending on all kinds of things.
And like other budgets, this one's not just dollars and cents. There's a lot of policy changes here. What stands out?
Yeah, Governor Evers often uses these documents as sort of a statement of values that will not pass in the GOP-held legislature. So that includes always proposing things like legalizing recreational marijuana. That's something that Republicans have said that they won't support. Expanding Medicaid, that's something that Republicans have said that they won't support. It affects kind of every aspect of life. There's even something in there that would promote a new butter-themed Wisconsin state license plate for your car. So everything you can imagine gets touched on in this very, very fat document.
So you mentioned a couple times there, Republicans won't support. They run the legislature. What did we hear from them the night that the governor unveiled his budget, and what can we expect next?
Yeah, they essentially said much of what the governor had just described would be, quote, dead on arrival. And they really kind of criticized him for promoting all this new spending. What they really prioritize is tax cuts. And so what they say is that they will get rid of everything that is not already obligated by the state. They will start from scratch. They'll build their own document, and they're going to focus on cuts. They're going to focus on cutting spending and cutting government positions as well.
And so as that budget fight is unfolding, we have this political campaign for the state Supreme Court already well underway. Rich, remind us who's running there and what's at stake.
Well, there will be two choices on the ballot in April. Those choices are Dane County Judge Susan Crawford, who worked as a chief legal counsel to former Democratic Governor Jim Doyle. The other choice is former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel, who served at the same time as former Republican Governor Scott Walker. After losing his re-election bid in 2018, Walker appointed Schimmel to the Waukesha County Circuit Court, where he currently serves as a judge. The court has a liberal majority now, but only since August 2023, liberal Justice Janet Protasiewicz defeated former conservative Justice Dan Kelly in a race that broke campaign spending records. This race is almost certain to be more expensive.
We sort of knew this was going to be a big money election. One thing we didn't know was who would spend it. What did we find out this week?
The world's richest man, and now a special government employee for President Donald Trump, Elon Musk, has gotten personally involved in the Supreme Court race. It started with a tweet urging residents in Wisconsin to vote Republican in April, And this week, a Musk-backed political action committee called Building America's Future reserved $1.5 million worth of TV ad reservations. Crawford's campaign has claimed that Musk is buying Schimmel off. Republicans have countered that by noting other billionaires like LinkedIn founder Reid Hoffman and a group created by George Soros have made big donations to Crawford by way of transfers from the Wisconsin Democratic Party.
And Anya, that was one thing that was a big factor in the last Supreme Court election. The Democratic Party was heavily involved, so much that then-candidate Protasiewicz said she'd likely recuse in cases involving that party. This time, the Democratic Party is involved again, but there are a couple differences.
Yeah, well, this time around, the Republican Party of Wisconsin is backing Schimmel, and so both candidates are receiving millions of dollars in donations from the state parties. This time around, too, I spoke with both candidates, and neither would commit to recusing from cases involving the parties. And so we're going to see huge spending, and I think really also this kind of continued politicization with different sides backing these nonpartisan candidates.
That was WPR's Anya Van Wagtendonk and Rich Kramer. They spoke with WPR's Sean Johnson. And that'll do it for today's show. Quick check of weather before letting you go for the weekend. It's going to be really nice today, at least compared to the past few days, with high temperatures in the 20s and plenty of sunshine across the state. More of the same expected tomorrow. And on Sunday, we could see highs in the 30s and 40s. Much, much different than the past few days. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Have a great rest of your day and a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.